quickly go over the Gemara, Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, and then we'll learn one Tosfos on the Sugya. Omar Rav Nachman, around 8 lines from the bottom, Omar Rav Nachman, Hashtad Omar Rabbonon, Asmachta Leikanye. So if a person made the Tanai that we had in the Mishnah, that he says if you won't pay him, you won't pay up the chay. So that is according to Rabbi Yossi. Like this, we hold asmachta loy kanye. So if a person will make such an agreement, a leiva will make such an agreement with a malve. So memele. So the din is hodarare vahodri peiri. So Vilu, the Malva took the karka after 3 years, but since it wasn't a smachte, is hoda ara bahodri peri. Lememre de sova Rav Nachman, mechila betois, loy havi mechila. That means, if he took the karka, so the loiva was under the impression that the karka belonged to him, and the peris that he was eating rightfully belonged to him. So there was a mechila, betoyis. So the memra de sover Rav Nachman mechila betoyis lahava mechila. Vayitma, we have a stirin Rav Nachman. We learned hamecha peres dekel lechaveiroi. A person sold peres dekel lechaveiroi. Peres dekel zadova shaloi boloilom. Omar Rav Huna ad shaloi boloilom yochel achzaboy. So Rav Huna said before it's boloilom, so, no kinyan, there was nothing that the kinyan could be chalan, is yochalach zabay. Mishabo lo ilam, ain't yochalach zabay. But after the peiris grew, you can't be chayzer anymore, because the kinyan is chal, and Rav Huna holds, odam makne dova shalay baloilam. Rav Nachman Omar, af mishabo lo ilam, Yochel Achzabai, it could be chayz, even though it's Bol Oilam, because Rav Nachman holds, ain't all the makne dover shalei Bol Oilam. But Omar Rav Nachman said, Maidina, I made it. The Shomet va'ochel loy mavkina minei. If lemaise he ate the peiris, that means meiker adin, the meicher could be chayza. Because I know the matter of the shell below him. Afal pikein, lekeich eite peres, loy mafkina minei, we will not take away from the lekeich. So we see here that mechila betois, have a mechila, so you have a stira in Rav Nachman. Let us just quickly see Rashi. Vahodra peri laache sholeish im ochlon lekeach. If Lekech ate the peiris, mechila betoyis ki hai. Da moicher sovar shiknuya lelekeach. The moicher is under the impression that a smach de kanye, so the lekeach was kind of the kark. I mean, adin oichel peiris, u moichel al achilosei. He's under the impression that the mechira was chal, and the peiris are his, u moichel achilosei. And Rav Nachman says, Od Raperi, so we see Rav Nachman knows Mechila Betois Lehava Mechila. Moicha Peiris Dekel, Koidem Shechontu Perois, Avachle Baloyum Yochalach Zaboy, Afila Kori Tarabunim, Balach Zaboy, Koidem Shechontu Perois, Avchoizer, Dafilu Lemande Yoma, Oda Makne, Dovo Shaloy Baloyolam, Hanimili Shebalach Zer, Acher Shebaloyolam. But before it's boloil, we could be chayza. We should boloil, when he yochal achzaboy, the kosova, odom, makne, dovo, shaloi, boloilom, that's what Rav Mishas hamecha, shiemecha chal, lachshiyovi loilom. And Rav Nachman knows, af mishibou, they know the makne, dovo, shaloi, boloilom. But Rav Nachman said, im shomet, va'ochel, is loy mafkin mine shrei koz man shle khosa mochal ala khilos it was a mechila vafa pi shebetois it was a mechila betois shlei hoye yideya she yuchal lazer mechila this is considered a mechila so we have here a stira in Rav Nachman by asmachte Rav Nachman said that hodra peiri, because mechila betois, lehava mechila. And here we hear by moicha peiris tekel, that Rav Nachman holds, im shomat ma'ochel, he doesn't have to pay for the peiris, mechila betois, he holds mechila betois, have mechila. Emferti gemore, hosom zvini hoche halvo. So let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi learns Pshat Hoche Alboi, that Be'emesin Rav Nachman holds Mechila Betois, Hava Mechila. If a person is under the impression that it belongs to Yene, and he's eating it, and he thinks he's rightfully eating it, so Mechila Betois, Hava Mechila. Ay, by Esmachtem. He also was under the impression that he's eating the peiris rightfully. So the Gemara answers, Ochal voi, umer ze keribis. There's another problem over here. The problem is, shemitchile ba'alvo boloi, he lended him money, and lemaisa, the mecha was not a mecha at all. So there's no legitimate reason for the malve to eat the peiris, v'smachta loikonye. So the only way we can understand his eating of the peiris is because it's altribis. He lent the money, and now he's eating extra peiris. V'cheribis k'tzutze domi. It's equivalent to ribis k'tzutze. As she said, it's merzi k'ribis. Ve'ein avak ribis bedvar halvo, ella bedvar mecha, kenamaba beperis de masnis. If there was a halvo, and now he's eating the peris, now the malva's eating the peris, it has a din of ribis ktsutze. So according to Rashi, so far, the Gemara said, Rav Nachman b'shita holds mechila betois, havi mechila. No, by the case of our Mishnah, the din of Hodri Peire is not Alts Gezel. No, it's because Mechila Betois have a Mechila, no, the Alts Merzik Eribis. So therefore, is Meitzian Miyoda. That is how Rashi said. Now let us go further in the Gemara. Look to Gemara, Omar Rove, have a Yesibne Kamei de Rav Nachman. I was sitting in front of Rav Nachman, and I heard this psak of Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman said, Vayishomet va'ochel, is lay mafkini minei. So Rav Nachman holds, Amechila betois, avi mechila. Uboi lo'ois ve'eino. I wanted to ask Rav Nachman, Rav is speaking, I wanted to ask Rav Nachman Akasha from Eino, if Aloikeach pays extra money for a chayfetz, so the din is it's chayzer, ashtus is chayzer. It's also a mechila betois. The lekeach was under the impression it's worth so much money, so it's a mechila betois, and there we see lehavi mechila. Va'edik and Rav Nachman noticed that I want to ask a kasha on him, so before I had a chance to ask a kasha, he told me, chazis and islanders. You see by islandness that Mechila Betois have a Mechila. It means you're asking a kash on me. I don't know what your kash is, but I have a raya from islandness that Mechila Betois is a Mechila. Now the Gemara is going to explain what Rav's kasha was and what Rav Nachman's raya was, and then the Gemara is going to say that say the kasha is not a kasha, and say Rav Nachman's Rai is not a Rai. That's going to be the Hemshech of the Gemara. V'rei Eino, now the Gemara is going to explain what Rav's Kasha was. The Mechila Betoisi. By Eino, it's Mechila Betois. V'lehavi Mechila. In the Tana Mechila, the Lekeach gave the money under the impression that the object is worth that amount. And later we find that he made a toy, so he gets back the money. That was the kasha of Rove to Rav Nachman. Va'oidik, and Rav Nachman noticed that Rove was asking a kasha, and he told them, Chazisan Islanders. Arei, the Mechila betoisi, Bahava Mechila, the Snan, and let us not go into the whole Mishneh, let us just go into the Inyan of Islanders, which that was the teretz of Rav Nachman. The Snan, Hamama'enes, Vashniya, Ba'ilanes, Ein Lahem, Leiksube, V'loi Peres, V'loi Mezoines, V'loi Belois. Let us just see Rashi, We won't learn all the Rashi's on that Mishnah, but let us see how we receive Ki Omar, when Rav Nachman said, Umeidina, the Shomet Va'ochel, that if the Lekeich will take the Peres, he doesn't have to pay them back. And of course, the Mechila Betois have a Mechila, Oboi lo Isvi Aino. So I want to ask him a Kashi from Aino, this man. The Machzer Loi Aino. We learned that a Lekeach that was Nis'ane, he was overcharged. Ba'afel gav the Midas Nosan Loi, he gave it to him. Ba'oil Betop, since he made a mistake. So you have to return it. Alme mechila betois, lav mechila. You see, mechila betois is not mechila. Bo'oidik, ishkiach bi, v'ro, and he noticed, shoye bedati, lohoshim al dvorov, to prove a mechila betois, loy have a mechila. And he told me, chazis an islandess, kodmani, laharoisi, taimo, lidvorov, he wanted to bring a proof to his yisoid, my island is kidalakama. Now let's just jump down to island is. My island is ducha naise de loyal. That's an isha that has simani tunis of a zocha de loyal. Lush an isle, a zocha. Ain lok sube shemekroi toys. She doesn't have a ksube. That means the babashas the chasana before the husband was aware that she's an islandess. He was mishabin himself to give her a ksuba if he gives her a get, but that was a toys. He didn't know that she's an islandess. The lam adaita dohochi nosva. Now, fine. So that's on his obligation to give her a ksuba, to give her the shume. That means he was chayv himself to give X amount of money for the nadin that she brought in. All these chiyuvim were betois, so he doesn't have to give anything. That's legabi his obligations. Now, va'af al gav dechimoch lo hi nedunya di lo lemaisra biyodoi. Now, that what she went, and she was meichel the nadin. She was Michael the Nadin, that she gave over to him the Nadin, under the impression that she's married to him. That means she gave him over the Nadin. She gave him over the Nadin under the impression that she's his wife, and he was allowed to take the Nadin. Later, we find out she's not his wife, but he doesn't have to pay her for it. So there, it's a Mechila B'toys. And then we'll see just the next Rashi. Rashi says he ate Peiris also. He ate Peiris. He has no obligations, but Achilles Peres is Machai, because she's not his wife. But he doesn't have to pay for the Peres. So Rashi, the next Rashi says, Alman Mechilas Achilles Peres, Ava Pisha Betois Machlolo Mechilas. She was under the impression that, she's his wife, and Mameli's entitled to eat the Peres. So she was meichel him on the achilas peyos. He doesn't have to pay her back the peyos. So Rav Nachman told Rava, you wanna, I just had a yisod, that mechila betoys have a mechila. So you wanna ask a kasha, you have a guy, not like that. So he told him, from islandness, you see, that she was meichel to her husband, achilas peyos, the nadin, under the impression that she's his wife, and now we find out is she's not his wife, and he doesn't have to pay her back. So Abagai Mechila Matois Abi Mechila. Fine. So the Gemara, now let's go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, now this whole Shakla Vitalia between Rava and Rav Nachman, the Loi He, not the Kasha is a Kasha, and not the Rai is a Rai. Loi aino have to yufte, aino is not a kasha. Loi islandis misayalai, and islandis is not a raya to Rav Nachman. Now the Gemara explains. Loi aino to yufte. The loi yoda, the isay aino to mochel gabe. That means the lekeach. Here the Gemara is saying Gemara the kiyasayi, which we'll see. Perhaps in Toysvith, Mosang Amor the Kiyasod. Mechila Betois means that I know he's eating, let's say by Mechel Peiris Tekel. There are Peiris, I sold him my Peiris. It's actually Boloilam. I sold him, so the Mechir is in Chal. The Peiris, theoretically, before the Mechira belonged to me. It's going for my deck. I sold it then. So I'm under the impression that he was going. I thought you could sell a double shleibel. So I was under the impression that my peiris, which should be mine, was acquired through him with the Mechira. So he's eating the peiris. Shteitzer is eating the peiris. He bought them. That was, now, I made a mistake. It was never sold. Fine. I made a mistake, it was never sold. So that's called a mechila betois. That means I know he's eating my peiris, which lulei ha-mechira would be mine. I know that. I agree that he can eat the peiris, because I'm under the impression that it's sold. And Lamaisa wasn't sold. So we say a mechila betoys have a mechila. But there's an awareness of what is happening. That means I know he's eating my peiros, but I think he acquired them. So that's why I was mechila. But by I know, if he tells me that this is the price and I'm giving him, so I don't know that I'm giving him anything of mine. This is the price of the article. I'm ignorant, but al kapone, if this is the price of the article, so napshat is I know I'm giving something of mine. I'm paying for the article. I'm not giving him anything of mine. So if there's no yediyah bechlal that I'm giving something of mine, that doesn't fall into the category of mechila betois. What does Rashi say? Perhaps when we'll see Taisus will elaborate a little more on this. He doesn't know Bechlal that he's giving more money. He's giving his money to him. Hilkech Einkan Mechila Fila Betois. That means in order to be a Mechila Betois, I have to know he's getting my thing. I think he's entitled for it. But by Einoa, which he's not getting my thing, I'm paying the correct price for his chayfetz. So that is, there's no din of mechila betoys. He's unaware, bechlal, that he's giving him something, that he's taking something of his. That's mamela Einoa was not a kasha, and the raya from islandness is also not a raya. The island is Messiah, the Nechel or the Tepik Allah Shmod the Ishus. So Rashi says, the Nepik Allah Kolo Shmod the Ishus, Vafilo Yeidash Ain Nisuel Nisuim, Betzoyna lahachiloi. That means, this is not called the mechila betoys. That means she's an islandist, so there is no anansadi. If she would know that the Kedushin wasn't chal, she's not masking that he should eat the payas. She's masking he should eat the payas because fakir, that they should get a shem, that she's married, she has a husband. Fakir, this is all a plus for her. So Mamela is not called a mechila betoyis. I feel someone would whisper in the ear, you know, you're really not married, you're an islandist, it's Kedushay toys. So deep down she said, let him eat the payas. People think I'm married. It's worthwhile. So it's not called a mechila betoyis. So Mamela, that when he doesn't have to pay back the payas, it's not called a mechila betoyis. She's really masking. So Rav Nachman brought a raya, and they know it was never akasha. That is the Gemara. In a nutshell. Now, let us see the, let's see, a Yesodis deke Toisves. Hosom zvini hoche alvon davsamach vova medbeis. Perish bekontres. So Rashi said pshat, hoche alvon umeschazi keribis. That means that he told him if I don't, he borrowed $100 from him. He told him if I won't pay you up in 3 years, you can keep the sodom. Can keep this sodah, and he didn't pay him up. And now he's eating the payas of the sodah. So the Gemara asked the kasha, if asmachta loikanya, so let him mon back the payas. This whole agreement to give him the field was an asmachta, was if I won't pay, he was under the impression he's going to pay for the chayvin 3 years. If not, I'll give you the field. But he never thought this would really come to a reality. So it's an asmachta, asmachta leikonya. So let him take back the peiris that the malvad eaten. So the Gemara said, hocha halvo, peiris bekontris, hocha halvo umischazi keribis. It looks like ribis. Why? Shemetchile bahalvo boliyodi. The whole thing that the malva acquired this karke was through an halvo. Ribis tzutze dami, it's equivalent to ribis tzutze. Bein avak ribis bedvar halvo el bedvar mecher kein amarbe beperis demas nisen. Avak ribis is only if a person gave someone, he bought something in layotza shan, he pays him back later, and when it's more expensive, that's by mecher, then that avak ribis is not chayzer. But if there was a halvo, in our case there was a true halvo, and later he's eating peiris, which is more than the dmei halvo, that's mechzik ribis, like a vestutze, and it's yaitse b'dayot. V'koshe, the imkein, polik Rav Nachman ada Ravine, the omar bereish pirkin, mashkante beloi nachyoso, bedineinu, Ein machzirin. Now, we have to understand this kasha, because later on Daf Samach Zayin, this memra of Ravina will come up the next sugya, so we have to refresh our memory. There's a gemore on Daf Samach Peis Amad Aleph, Mashkante Beloi Nachyosa. Mashkanta b'loy nach yosa means that Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon. Shimon wants a mashkin. She gave him a field. Right. So now he gave him, let's be more accurate, he gave him a kerem, Rashi says. He gave him a kerem. So this kerem is a mashkin, is a security on the halvo of $100. Right. Now he's holding this security for 3 years. And he's helping himself to the grapes which grow on this kerem. And finally he goes and pays him up after 3 years, he pays him up the choyv. Tiskel mitzvahs, he got paid up the choyv. And lemaise, this malve was eating the peiris of the kerem for 3 years. And we don't deduct anything. It's nothing to do with talvot. You borrowed $100, you have to pay back $100. That was the upmach. B'loi nachyosa, we didn't deduct anything. And he was eating the anovim And it's only Yaitse B'dayon. That's what the Gemara says. Fine. Now, so Tosfos is asking, Poshet Tosfos is asking, so the Poshet Pshat is, let us say one Pshat al Kaponim. There was no Opmach, you can eat the Peiris. I didn't say, I'm lending you money, and I gave you a Mashkin. You're eating the Peiris, That's, I mean, there was no Opmach that. For the halvoy, you can eat the peiris. There was no official ktitza on this, that for the halvoy, you can eat the peiris. No, God, there's a mashkin, he's eating, he's helping himself to the peiris. So Ravine says that that's not called ribbis ktitza, because there was no ktitza. There was no opmach that you did. For the halvoy, he ate, he helped himself to the peiris. And that's called overkribis. If there was no Befeirish Opmach, that's called overkribis. And here, in the case of Rav Nachman, was also the same thing. The case of Rav Nachman, he said like this, I'm going to pay you up in 3 years. If I don't pay you up in 3 years, the field belongs to you. Now, that the field belongs to you was an asmach that doesn't belong. Yeah, but fine. So, but Basher Shammai was eating the peiris from the field after the 3 years, and here Rav Nachman says, "Ooh, if the field doesn't belong to you and you're eating the peiris, ooh, that's merzik ribbis." So also there was no opmach. You can eat the peiris for the halva. We spoke differently. We spoke that the field is going to be yours if I don't pay you up. I'm finished. The field didn't become yours, and you have to return the field. But for the peiris, you're potter. So Rav Nachman said, the peiris, you're chayiv, and here Rashi says, al tzribis. So Tosfos says, it comes out, Rav Nachman is chaylik and Ravine. That's how it comes out. Ravine said for Dovah Poshet, Mashkanta, Beloy Nach Yoso. We have two similar cases. There was no Opmach, they're eating Peiris, they're helping themselves. And Ravine says it's Ovak Ribis, and Rav Nachman says it says a Din of Ribis Tzutz. So that's Tosfos Kasha. So Rav Nachman is Chaylik on Ravine. Fine. Later we'll see, Rashi wasn't the spoil from this Kasha. Could be this machlokes takich. I mean, it's not too gefellig. Fine. That's one teretz. There's another teretz which is also very much negeya to us. No, let's not go into that. The question he came polling of Nachman ad Rabine Dama Bereish Pilke Mashkant Boi Nechiosa Dineinu Ein Marzirim. Void the Omar Lekamon Bishmaitin, Mashkante Ba'asra de Misalki. The Gemara says, a Mashkin Ba'asra de Misalki, which means as follows. I gave you a Mashkin. The Mashkin is security. Right? Ba'asra de Misalki. Ba'asra de Misalki means that there's an agreement. Whenever I give you the money, you give me back the Mashkin. Right? Whenever you get back the money. Now, this person was eating Peiris. This person was eating peiris. So now he's eating peiris for a year. Now the labor comes to him, he says, you know, if I give you back the $100, you give me back the dust. You're eating peiris, which are worth $100. You just got back your chayiv. Give me back the mashkin. So the man says 100%. At mashkanta ba'ascha de misalki, ochel shir zuzi, he ate shir zuzi, get back the mashkin. That's beautiful. That's okay. That was upmach. You get paid. You give me back the mashkin. You got paid. You ate the peiris of the mashkin. Give it back. But the Gemara says a step further. That's if the loiva came when he finished eating the shir zuzi. So then he returns him the mashkin. But if the loiva comes when a year and a half later he ate already. Let's see, the chayv was $100, he ate $150 worth of payas. So the Gemara says, loy mafkin on minay. the $50, you won't pay anybody the $50. $100, good. You got paid up to chay. The $50 he ate, loy mafkina mine. So the Gemara seems to say that's over kribis. He ate it. He ate it. It was alva. That's over kribis. Loy mafkina mine. That's what the Gemara says later. Ochal tvei, loy mafkina mine. And according to Rashi, the minute you eat more peiris, there was a halva, and you ate more peiris, if you have a good sense of smell, that's ribis. That's ribis, but it's merzike ribis, ribis tutsi, joitsi bidayonim, and avaita, umash medaleka mandapolit. Fine. Okay. So, Tosfos has, Rashi said one yesod, that by the case of a smachte, you take away the peiris because it's ribis. Tosfos disagrees with that. Tosfos, if there was no upmach, he should eat it, l'shem ribis. That's not called ribis chutzah, then you take it away. Fine. Okay. Now let's go further. Va'oid, the mashma l'peiris ha'kuntres. The maskone, la'mnachma mechila betois, have mechila. Bar mehalvo mishum demerzik ribis. According to Rashi, the maskonis agmores, you're right, amnachmanos mechila betois, havi mechila. So therefore, if a person ate peiris dekel, which he wasn't koine, and the meicha knew about it, it's mechila betois, it's havi mechila. Hereby, asmachte, the reason you return it is because of ribis. Fine. Above. When there's no tzir of ribis, mechila betois habe mechila. Ubechol duchdin mashme de mechila betois loy habe mechila. In fact, Tosfos, Rashi is going away from a sugya and saying, Rav Nachman holds mechila betois habe mechila. And Tosfos says, if you go in shas, you will see mechila betois loy habe mechila. That's the second kasha of Tosfos. And now Tosfos starts bringing right. L'Rav Nachman b'cheskes habatim gabei Rav Onon d'shokol bitke pa'arei omalei mechila betois havi. Now let us just say for 1 minute what happened over there to understand what Tosfos kasha was. There was a very interesting story over there. Rav Onon had a shochen. They had two fields, one next to the other. And a flood came. And the flood came and the boundary between the two fields got flooded away. Right? Now we have to be mevara the boundary. Rav Onan held, he made a mistake. Rav Onan held that the boundary was around the 10 feet from where it really was. He felt the boundary was in his shochan's field. Right? That was under the impression. Right? Now Rav Onan asks the Shochen, now he says, no, we need a boundary between ourselves. You want to help me build the boundary? Sure. So they went and they both built the boundary in the Shochen's field. Baruch Hashem, Rav Onan's field got much larger through this boundary. Right? Later they found out that there was a mistake done. There was a mistake. The boundary was built in there. So they came to Rav Nachman to Din Torah. So Rav Nachman said, so Rav Onan said, you know, he helped me build it. He helped me build it. So he's was masking that the boundary should be here. So Rav Nachman said, it's a mechila betois. Mechila betois, I have a mechila. He helped you. Yeah, would you have built it if you would have known that it's in the wrong place? You also wouldn't have built it. Now you made a toys. You also made a toys. Mechila betois lehava mechila. So, Tosfos is bringing a raya, akash and rashi, from Rav Nachman. You're saying Rav Nachman holds mechila betois hava mechila. You see, Baba Basra says mechila betois lehava mechila. Right? One kasha. Second kasha, Ula'el b'reisha mafkid, again Rav Nachman, Gabi Yehuda afkid kipi, Dama b'shuma b'toiz avi. also with Rav Nachman. Another case with Rav Nachman. There was a mice as I. There was a mice we had before in Perek HaMafkid. Someone gave rings for a pekodin. He gave it, the Reuven gave Shimon rings for a pekodin. Huh? And now Reuven comes to Shimon, where's the rings? He looks. Can't find it. Can't find it. So Rav Nachman says, "Called the loyod of Shius said, 'I mean, you're even the shemachinim. You're a pesheyach, man. You put it away. Don't know where you put it. You have to pay.'" This person wasn't too eager to pay, but Rav Nachman was not a lazy dying. So Rav Nachman said, "You don't pay. He'll get paid." So he went. He had a house that was worth the equivalent of the rings. So he took away the house from him. He gave it to the mafkid. He owed him the money. He took it away. Fine. So now Yen is the house finished. He got paid up from the Shema. Then, Baruch Hashem, Shimon finds the rings. Reuven is paid up already for the rings. And the rings, Baruch Hashem, market went up. The rings are worth much more than the house. Baruch Hashem, Shem Epsoyim Hashem, see that? No, Rav Nachman again stepped it. No. You have to give back the rings, and you get back the house. Why? Shuma betoys. I mean, the whole reason I took away the house from you was because I thought you misplaced the rings. You don't have the ring. So you owed him money. You owed him money to pay. You were ashamed that was a pesha. You owed him money, took away the house. That's what I took. But now I see you have the ring, so you don't owe him money. So Shuma betoys. Shuma betoys. That we took it away from you. It was a toys. So now you get back the house and he gets back the ring. Again, we see Rav Nachman that something that's done betoys, he took away. It's the garnish. It was a betoys. Shuma betoys. Lehavishim. A third case. Tony Nami Basil Oimrim Hegdish Tois and Hegdish. There it's talking about that someone said he says the black shear that's going to come out of the stall, the first black shear that's coming out, the black shear is coming out, I magdish it. It came out of white shear. So that's called Hegdish Batois. He was magdish it because he thought the first shear would be the black shear. It was the white shear. Hegdish betoys lava, hegdish. Say pekama de gitten, amrin and kalkinian betoys chayza. Fine. So, Taisvis is proving, bringing rayas kineged Rashi, that how can you say Rav Nachman holds mechila betoys have a mechila? We see, something that was done betoys is nothing. A kinian betoys, rabonon, shuman, everything, nothing. I'd like to mention Hashem Mishpat, you say this to Kazakhtav Emphas Rashi, because we will see. Taisus is a different Mahalach in the whole Gemara, and Taisus is mighty problematic. About Kapon, so let us try to appreciate Shitas Rashi. The Shar Mishpat, Simon Chof, Eis Aleph, he says like this. He says, the whole din of Mechila Betois Ava Mechila is, if I know that you're taking my things, and I'm under the impression that it belongs to you, that's called Mechila Betois. If I think it's yours, like the case of Rabbonon, I'm not giving you anything. The one who helped me, he thought he was building it in the area of Ravona, that's Bechlana called Mechila Betois. And then he says a little further, and he's Mevaya, what's Takipshat Mechila Betois? He brings a Mordeke Gemara in Krisus, and this is that goes, and that's Pshat Mechila Betois. There's a Gemara in Krisus that says as follows. A person had a shir, right? Two Eidim come to Bezin, and they say that this is a Sher HaNisko. They say, hey, there's a Bezin. They kill the person. Not a Sher HaNisko. It's a Sabah. So this person who witnesses this to Avim, so he killed a person, thus, as in Paskin, the Tzosabano, finished. So Tzosabano finished. I mean, he lost the shayla. Then later, they were mazim, these two Adim. These two Adim were Shekronim. They were mazim, these two Adim. So the Gemara says, so now we see, and there was a shayla in this. So the Gemara says, Kol ha-machzik bo Tzosabano. Whoever takes the shayla can keep it. You know why? Because he was miyayish. That means this person, when he was under the impression, they came to Bezdin, two Adim came to Bezdin, says it's a Sheir HaNiskel, Bezdin Paskin, it's also Bano, he didn't have any Chalimis that had Adim Zaymim, I mean, he thought this is the real thing. So he was Miyayish, that means it was a Sheir. You ask him now, what do you think's gonna happen? Finished, it's Minash Shemayim, or Dynamis, I lost a Sheir, finished. But he was Miyayish, as I state in the Gemara. So if he was Miyayish, so even though later they were Muslim, the Dos, the Adam Zayman called a Masad Bozach. But see, Shivadi, so whoever wants to take it can take it. Fine. Zokt, the Shah Mishpat, and he brings a Goz Oshri, that's Pshat Mechila Betois. Mechila Betois means as follows. Let's go to our case. A person was Moiche Peres Dekel. I saw Peres Dekel. I thought that he could sell it over Shleim Aloy. That's what I thought. I sold it. You took the Peres. You took them. You're eating the Peres. You didn't eat the Peres. It's irrelevant. But Lamaisa, when I saw you eating the Peres, ah, such a bumper crop. Well, I sold it. There was no doubt in my mind that it sold. So if it sold, so Mechila Betois means there was Yir. It works with Yish. That means that I'm Eichel you. I thought it's yours. So it was Miyayish. That is the lumbus of Mechila Betois. Yish. So Memeila, that means if I think my thing became yours, I was Miyayish from it. In the case of Ravonon, I thought my kaka became yours. I thought this is your kaka. There's no Yish over there. In the other case, in the case Shuma Betois, Shuma Betois, Shuma, he took away Rav Nachman took away an apadne from the Shema because he thought he was high. He made a tois. Now he found that it's a tois, so he returned it. So the psak is wrong. The holding is only applicable where Yish applies. Then that's the lumdus. And that Rashi holds, Rav Nachman holds Mechila Betois, Ava Mechila, it works out to you. As I state, that person that goes Oshri, and that's how the Shah Mishpat explains Shita Sashi. Bekitza, our Taisviz holds Nitazar. Our Taisviz holds, no one can hold Mechila Betois, Ava Mechila, it's no difference between a Kenyan Betois, Mechila Betois is Zichanara Mechila, a good talk. So now, what is Taisus going to do? Now, you can see more of the Kehadushim from Taisus. Meforish Rabbeinu Tam, Hoche Halvo. The Gans are not like Rashi. Da loive lo hikne ela beteiris mecher, va mecher eine klum. That means, by asmachte, the loive sold him the kalke. He sold him the kalke. Because, that was not marked up on marked up. You don't pay me in 3 years, you sell me the card. Va mecha eineklum, the mecha wasn't chal, das machte leikanye. Nimse da have mechila betois, it's a mechila betois, vilei have mechila, it's not a mechila. I can't, I'm not going to hold mechila betois, la have mechila. I can't taste about rayas from all over. Mechila betois, la have mechila. So you were eating the peiris? Yeah, you were eating the peiris because I thought it was yours. Now the rabbonim tell me, yasmachta leikanye, so memela, so now, it can be turned to peiris. Aval mhoya, forget, aval mhoya, naisne beteiris, rebisla, hava hodri, the over kribis, the taste of brother Ayas before, from ashkanta belay nechiosa, that's called over kribis, but no ktsitsa. Aval hosam gabi peiris dekel, Zvini v'loy mechila betois. So they says, Amur de Kizach. When a person sells a dover shalei b'loylo,
So let us just understand what happened. The Meicher held, I can sell Peiros. I can sell you the Peiros. If you would have asked the Rav said, you can't sell them. Fine. But he was under the impression, the Meicher and the Lekeh were under the impression, you could sell Peiros. Peiros that you could sell Peiros. So Memeila, Avrosan gave Peiros that goes Vini, there was a Mechire, V'loi Mechile Betois. Why not? So Tois is a Meiradik Azaf. The Nehei de Yochel Lachzer, that means now I sold you the Peiros, and now there's a bumper crop, and now did you get a Meiradik bargain? And I'm telling someone, well, a Sheita was, I sold the Peiros. So someone taps me on the shoulder, he says, listen, you sold the Peiros? Mechir is Nchal, Tzadav Yishloi Beloilo. Shilate, Sevakat, Akebet Chayza, because the Mechir was not Chal. Nehei de Yochel Lachzer, Mikol Mokim Ein Loi Lachzer, Als Menschlichkeit, he shouldn't be Chayza. Ki Heichet de Leike Behem Nusay. That means, Amoyredik Ezach, if I sold you Adav Yishloi Beloilo, I was under the impression I could sell it. You were under the impression you could buy it. I sold it. Me'ikar adin, I could be mevatel the maker. But there's an inyan of menschlichkeit over here. You told him you're selling it. And he thought he's buying it. Als menschlichkeit, you shouldn't be chayza. You wanna be chayza? Me'ikar adin and chayza mishpat, you could be chayza. Good, but there's an inyan of menschlichkeit. Ulekach Islam lemeima da filo hoya yedeya sheyoche lachsa loy hoya chayza. So that means like this. If he was eating the peiros, he ate the peiros already. The meicher didn't know about it, but the mechira was mechal. So there's no one outside. Ooh, if he would have known, he would have sicha told him don't eat it. Who says? Maybe be a mensch. And he would say, no, I sold it. I thought it sold. You thought it's bought. Eat it already. So that is not called a toy. Who says that he wouldn't know? If he said it, he said it. But if he didn't say it, who says that it's called a mechila betoys? Maybe if he would have known, he also would have let him eat it. Fine. He would have known. Fine. So toys was went through the Sugya Taisis is Chaylik and Rashi. And Fakad Rav Nachman Oz Mechila Batois, the Leihav Mechila, Gewaldik. But now, this Gemore and Daf Samach Sayin, Yishaymu, Shaymu Shemayim. We hear over here, and Daf Samach Sayin, Rove asked Rav Nachman Akash, according to Rashi, the Gemore went to Shmir. Rav Nachman said Mechila Batois, Have Mechila. She wanted to ask him a kasha from a no. She said, I am a guy for violence, mechila betois, ava mechila. That was the Gemara. According to Rashi, it's meiridik, because Rav Nachman held mechila betois, ava mechila. Rava wanted to ask a kasha from a no, and he brought a guy for violence, a mechila betois, ava mechila. According to Toisves, shaymu shamayim. Nobody holds mechila betois, ava mechila. No one holds that. By Peiros Dekel, it's not called Mechila Betois. If he would have known, he also wouldn't have been Chayza. But a Mechila Betois is not a Mechila. So, Rav wanted to ask a kasha from my no, Shem is mine. There's a Mechila Betois. Mechila Betois, no, you have a Mechila. And Rav Nachman brings a raya from Island is, I bring a raya Mechila Betois, have a Mechila. Shem is mine. No one knows Mechila Betois, have a Mechila. When we come to this Gemara, I mean, till now it's good. Taisis holds Mechil, no one holds Mechil B'Tois. Mechil, fine, it's gewaltig. But when we come to this Gemara, it's mind-boggling. So Taisis had a problem over here. So let's see what Taisis says. The Rove, the Havaboy Lo Isvei Meyeno, Rove who wanted to ask a kasha from Ano, Hoya Sovo, he held the time of Rav Nachman the Lemafkin. Bishamit Vachum, Mishum the Mechila Betois, Ava Mechila. That means Rave understood like Rashi. Taisvi said, from Gan Shas is a Raya. No one knows Mechila Betois, Ava Mechila. That's what Taisis Babar is Rashi. Rav understood like Rashi. So, Yatzid like Rashi. Fine. Well, if he swore as Rav, hoya meshiva, he may be Rhein Islanders. And Rav Nachman told him, well, you thought I hold Mechila Betois, Ava Mechila. I'll bring you a riot, attack in the Mechila Betois, Ava Mechila. So, the whole thing is mind-boggling. The Ritvin that goes Oshri Eskan Tois with Shem Shemayim. Rav was not a big, was not a London like Tois was. Rav Nebuch was like Rashi. I mean, Tois was schlocked up Rashi. How can you say Mechila Betois have a Mechila? Rav held like Rashi. Fine. But Rav Nachman, who knew the truth, good. So Rav Nachman should have told him, I'm sure I ain't betoisvis. I never held mechila betois have a mechila. No, admit ketans. Mechila betois is taka mechila. Now bring your rai mechila betois is gonna rai from islanders. Shema shemaim. There's no yid in the world that holds like that. And he brings a rai, and there's no such rai because no one holds mechila betois have a mechila. So the Hagos Oshri and the Dos, the Yeska Mura de Kekasha and Tois, the Sugi is schrecklich schwer according to Tois. Let's just start the next Sugi. We'll just wet our feet a little bit in the next Sugi. Hahi itse, the Omre Leila Hu Gavre, Zil Zovenli Are Mikrevai. There was a woman that went over to a man, and she told him, do me a favor, go to my korev and buy a karka from him. Right? She made him a shliach, she buy a karka. Ozal zovenlo. So he went, and then he bought it for her. Omalei, so the moicher said to the shliach, ihavali zuzi mahadras lo neli. Listen. I'm selling this karka, you know I'm selling the karka, I'm choked, I need money. But listen, if I'll have money, will she return it to me? So now, the moicher wanted to make sure that he doesn't want to get rid of this karka, he doesn't have money, now he needs karka. If I will have money, will she return it to me? What return means is nacha parsha, but will she return it to me? Amalei at. So what did the shliach say? I can't finish mishnah. He knows what the woman is wants. This moicher is saying a tnai. So the ritva says as follows: if the moicher would have said, "Listen, I'm selling this karka on a condition." So finish. So the leker is giving the money. If the shlich is giving the money. If the ish is maskim, it's good. If it's not maskim, it's no good. He didn't do this. He wanted to find out if the shlich is maskim to this. That means he needs the money, but he very much wants this tnai also. If he'll hear clearly that Vishum Oifen, she's not maskim for this, so maybe he'll sell it to somebody else. But Al Capone, he wanted to know where he's up to. The shliach did not know what to tell him, because Amalei at v'navli ochi. You know, you and her, you kovim. So it's a chtuch kumen. You make this, you two are relatives. I can't tell you anything. I'm not a baldover. She made me a shliach. But mistama, you and her are kovim. So mistama, whatever you want, Mustama shall be masking. Mustama shall be masking. That's all I can tell you. More than that, I can't tell you. Oma Rabbe Barafune, Kol At Vena Vlo Ochi, Somcho Daite Vlo Goma Umakti. That means that, so, this is L'chayre Rashi's Mahalach in the Gemara. That means what the shliach said, the moicher was mekabel. You understand? As a psegut, you're kreivu, mistama v'staduch marim. If you're in a pinch and you're only selling the karka, you only want, mistama, she'll agree with you. So mistama, the moicher sold it with this assumption, samcha daite, that means he was saying, mistame, as a tagutish liach, we kaive, mistame, I mean, bush, mistame shall be masking. So the kake was sold on this condition. That's why he sold the kake. He sold the kake under the assumption, mistame, they shall be masking. So that was the mechire. Fine. That is the Gemara. Let's just see Rashi. Omalei meichel ushlichi habesli zuzim hadrasli. Hoitzani she tekabul moisa. I want that she should take back the money. At venavlo ochi. Ata vihi kreivim atem. Your relatives. Vitishatsu beinechem. You, some of zich come to agreement. What's the taich navlo? Venavlo lo shenarami. Bein bezocha, bein benikeve. Shereis loyma ata vahu ayatavi. You and her, you and him, navlo, that's an expression. Kein reisi b'tshuvas agoinim, v'ani oimer sheze shmo. I say navlo was her name. So memele, so that's what he told them, atva navlo achi, and we say somach daitim.